Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Albert Vavrina.
I grew up here in Miami, and my father would take me out fishing in Biscayne Bay on a regular basis throughout my childhood. Even to today, we still fish here in Miami. So by the time I was about 13 years old, my father, he ended up buying a boat for me. So one summer, I was with two of my other friends, Jason and Lewis, and what we did, we decided to go out lobstering this morning. So my dad, he dropped us off at the boat ramp in Matheson Hammock, and we ran across Biscayne Bay and got over to this island chain where there's the Ragged Keys over by Key Biscayne. There's an island called Soldier's Key. So we decided this looked like a pretty good spot to jump in, and I jumped in with Lewis while Jason was driving the boat around. We swim around. We look around on this reef, and I end up finding a lobster, and I catch this lobster, and I'm trying to measure it in the water. According to law, you're not allowed to remove the lobster from the water unless it meets the correct size. And my friend Lewis swims behind me and puts his arm over my shoulder and points in front of me and yells in my ear, "That ain't no dolphin." So I don't know what he's talking about. So I look down, I like swim underwater, look down, and the only thing I see is this huge hammerhead shark. I don't even know how big it is. It's a monster. It scared me. I screamed. I couldn't even. So I jump back up to the surface of water, and I throw this lobster as far as I can at the shark. And I look back down under, and I'm watching this shark just look up, see the lobster, and bite the lobster, and then start swimming right at us. At this moment, my friend and I are freaking out. We didn't even know what to do, and it keeps getting closer. Next thing I have to do is start screaming for my friend to come back in the boat. So we're yelling at him, Jason, come back. And all I can see is him driving my boat away. He's not even paying attention to us. He's dancing, listening to the music on the boat. So my friend and I are just panicking, screaming. We don't even know what to do. And the shark's getting closer and closer and closer until the fact where it comes up next to us. And basically, we had to beat this shark. I had to punch the shark in the face 10 times to get this thing away from me. As this is all going down, my friend Jason turns the boat around, sees that something's going on in the water, comes, pulls it up. All of a sudden, he sees a shark. He grabs my friend, throws him in the boat. I somehow jump into the boat at that point, and we stop, and we look at this shark, and it's a hammerhead that's as long as my boat. It must be 14 feet long, almost 15 feet long. And we're stopping. We're just looking at it. It turns around, circles our boat, comes back around, bites the lower unit, the prop of the boat, shakes it around, just my motor's shaking around, the boat's moving around. We're shocked. We're 13, 14-year-old kids. We don't even know what's going on. And then the shark swims off slowly, goes off to one part of the island on the sandy beach and just kind of sits there and just floats around and then swims off casually while leaving us scared. We didn't even know what to do after that. At that moment, then we realized most of our dive gear was still scattered across the bottom of the bay floor, and we were almost too afraid to go back in the water for the rest of the day. As a matter of fact, they made me go back and swim down to the bottom to the reef to retrieve the rest of the dive gear, my fins and my friend's mask. But basically, we had to beat a shark away from us.
Albert Vavrina with a terrifying story about a potential shark attack.
And how many times has this happened to you, Michael?
What? A shark attack?
I hate when that happens.
Well, there's a few things there. One is that as a 13-year-old boy having responsibility for a boat, there was an incident a little while ago that tragedy did happen, and the parents were to blame for letting a 13-year-old boy go out with such responsibility.
Well, back in the day, people didn't care that much. I'm sure you went on monkey bars and rode a bicycle without a helmet. And that was then, this is now. What could I say?
And I did have a friend with a boat without a driver's license. And I did go out on the bay with them, come to think of it.
You know, I don't think of this. It didn't occur to me that he was put into danger, although that's a good point. What occurred to me was that his father knew maybe more about his son than his son knew about himself, that he could really handle himself. But I bet that nobody said to Albert when he was 13, if you come across a shark, punch him. And he figured out just what to do. He figured out to throw the lobster, which was very logical and very smart. He knew to measure the lobster by law. I mean, he really knew what he was doing. This was a kid with a very good head on his shoulders. But it is so much a coming-of-age story. I mean, it is so perfect that it happened when he was 13. He was coming of age as a man.
Well, not many people come of age by punching a shark.
No, but this is just like the Hemingway stories, the stories, the Jack London stories, the stories of old when it was young man against nature and you had to prove yourself, like the Native American stories where they send the young men out into the wild and they have to prove themselves. So this is a real classic type of story. And you got to see, is he going to overcome nature or is nature going to overcome him? What kind of man is he going to be? And he proved himself very well.
And this is a story that you do not forget.
And you don't forget those lines like, that ain't no dolphin.
It was terrifying to be in the water with a shark, with the boat driving away. I can't imagine the terror they might have felt.
Yes, I love that image. You know, storytelling is all about images. When we remember a story from our childhood, we don't have the words in our minds. We have the pictures in our minds and the feelings in our minds. And that is what he was describing. And there is nobody listening to the story who couldn't have felt that mixture of terror and anger and I don't know what. But when the boat flew in the opposite direction and the guy's dancing to the music, I mean, it was just too beyond frustrating to believe.
And I'm certainly glad Albert lived to tell the tale.
So am I. And this is the kind of thing that changes you. And I have a feeling that this man has gone on to commit other brave acts. Because once you punch a shark in the face, what can you be afraid of? In your whole life, what could be worse than coming upon a shark who may want to kill you and overcoming it?
And he had no cage. That should be added.
And he had no cage. I mean, there is a Kevin Spacey movie called Swimming with Sharks, where the bosses are the sharks. It's about being terrified of bosses. And this is a man. How can you be afraid of a boss? How can you be afraid of anybody after this?
Well, Karen, thank you for bringing that story in. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu. But please, no more of these shark-punching stories. We have enough for a month.
Or contact me here at 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Search Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.